Casa View, Alaska, March 17, 1976, with Ella Smith and Martha Swan. She wanted you to understand that the kind of society that she grew up in among the old Notak people who went to the upper level, you know, the mountain area, the caribou followers, and that she grew up in two rivers, the Utukak River and the Notak River. And there was also the Kanganak River that they used to cross as they were coming back. Kanganak. I think some of our hunters would know where that was located, you know, when we get it transcribed and start finding places. Now, would you like me to ask her some of the corrections that she felt?
Particularly in light of the thing that Joe Field and I did, you had a thing that's on video camera, so we traced the migration rate.
I have seen
it.
She said because she didn't think there was anybody that knew it as well as she did, because she grew up living that way, is why she came here. Kangemia, Katurolu, Okatolakman, Notarmate, English Haniglu, Kubang Midlu, English Hatniglu, Nalak Topping. Kanoglita Sama, Inune Sexy Una, Itna Nakinga, or Lakliga Tahusi, Simuni Man, Nap Muksa Sexy Itna.
Sumusunatak po.
She said in their settlement area in the upper Nortek, when it looks like there's not too much caribou, not enough caribou, they would go over the mountains to the Kobuk area and go over to the Kobuk area and subsist on fish with the rest of the people. And then in the early spring, while the dog team travel trails are still firm, then they would go back to their Nortek area.
They would do that rather than come down the top of it.
She said they would travel through Kayana up the Kobuk. Okay.
Now, in the light of what they've been telling us, that caught the new sound, the blue cat, they could always come here with blue.
Yeah, this is in winter, though.
Well, that's what they're saying. Now, whether they went up the Kobuk in the hope that they would find caribou there, and when they didn't find caribou there, then they could still produce some fish.
Okay. Uvagup, kuvangmun, kuvaksaga vise, tutukaga suwalugu.
Nasa,
Okay. She said, no, they weren't looking for caribou, but they knew there would be fish.
Okay.
And she said, it was closer to go to Kobuk and survive on the fish than it was to make the long trek down to Kotzebue. From the upper Nortek. She said when they prepared to leave, the Kobuk people would give them frozen fish that they had saved in their log boxes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The fish that they had saved from that fall. They would load them up with fish on their way back, and they had sometimes three, sometimes four dogs. When a person had a big team, he had four dogs, but mostly three. And then she said when they were traveling in Notak, the upper Notak, sometimes two men would help pull the sled with the dogs because they've taken everything, you know, with them. Their house, their everything that they needed for their hunting, etc. And she's drawn the kind of sled that they use.
Aye.
This kind of horrified, if there were no attack people going to visit in Koba, this kind of horrified warfare between the two. Does she have any idea, any story as to what would have precipitated that war between Notak and Koba?
Well, earlier when I asked her about that, she didn't know what was the first reason why they started, you know. But the revenge and avenging, you know, et cetera, et cetera, where the wars were ongoing for a while. One of the folks that I talked with later on said this was why, in certain generations, when they didn't want to fight anymore, this was why they started exchanging wives, you know, so that so that the Kobuk family and the Notak family, or the two different families, where there would be a feeling of kinship, you know?
That's the way I feel.
Yeah.
That's what I
think. On a side, this is what some of the old folks told me, that I guess they figured there was no other way to stop this tradition except to make them feel the kinship.
Whether they remember it or not, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
I think that's what you and I would do.
Yeah.
I don't want to fight you.
Right.
You don't want to fight me.
That's why I married a white man.
We don't want to see our kids.
Right. And this is the comment that I get from some of the old folks. She said, okay, we've told you all about our wars and so forth, but we don't really want this made a big thing to put it in front of our young people because we don't want them to fight each other.
That's right.
He said, but we want them to know how to survive out in the cold, you know, in hard country.
That's right.
You know, those things, they said, that the advice from the old folk and so forth. He said, okay, so our ancestors fought. And they said they could have told a lot more about them, but they were embarrassed and didn't want to hurt the feeling of the different village people, and so they just...
This is what we really want to talk about. This is what we, when we come to bring this together for the final draft, this is what we really want to talk about. Human beings are human beings. They have that kind of problem like everybody else, but they learn to resolve them by marriage, by creating partnerships, by cooperation, and this is what you should learn.
Sure. And that's what we want to do, right?
We don't.
We're not going to bury it. We will say that there were problems back there, you know. But
as there are now.
And the people resolved their problems in this manner, you know.
Exactly.
That's the
whole point. I think. Okay. Sorry.
Tisakakpuk uva kangik singirang tak mikpuk tuk uva it nakuting surang naksud it notinik ami tapeko it na simmerik si taktot it na anguyagun rekuting ilyagi gulekuting it na simmerik si taktot Dabra taat no tip lugu.
Nothing of slavery, the taat no to the lady in the bedroom.
Ilya karni tip lugu glan?
Ilya karni tip lugu glan, no more than you could keep that.
I think more of a kin nut, it nut. Sim makes it a hooting. She said when they come back from the Kobuk area, it's early spring, and then not long after that the caribou come, and she has been in Kangirak, that's the name of a corral, our Eskimo word for corral.
Oh, really?
Kangirak. And I guess there were four.
K-U-N-E-R-A-K.
Kangirak. K-U-N-G-E-R-A-K. G-U-K, you know, with the dot of G. Kangirak. That's, Kangi is the end, and Kangirak is, you know, where the end. Okay, now there were four
Aklunanik.
Naga na partunik it nasihot it nasilihoting naga. No. Naga uyang nik kalay si chip yuting na.
Hindi ko ni pa na pitu ko ka ko. Pa na.
Tap.
Niga chat tamat ko pitu ko ka ko pa na.
Okay. Then they would make nets, you know, on the end of the corral there, and tied up on posts, and then they would herd the caribou in this way, and then the caribou would get caught in the nets, you know, and then they'd harvest them there. She said she was
at these are not really big stone corrals in the sense that we think.
No, they're
places to corral caribou, right?
Dam na kangeralek tong ni kangat.
Yeah.
kamera ko bu ko ni ga ta no iga ta to ko ha ga ni ga su no no de ka ta bu no mo na chu le
ki
ge ge ta no
tu tu ni ko va it na chu le
ko ku ni ni pa no ko ni ko su ge ra ko ni ke na pa to i chu pe kam no no ta kam na pa ni ni a ga ko.
Yeah, they along this side of the corral. They used willows and all birch or cottonwood, one of the two, to fence it this way. It was a corral made to herd in the caribou, and on this end they had the nets.
Okay, willow nets.
Tamatko nigacheng kubrakbing it sunik pilie khluit
o tagera gatse
ai ok pirni naga akluna peang ni naga sunik tap tap ko nigacheng it
ok pirni khamre ok pirni kinapa na
ame Nigar wing it tapko? Pituk wing it yang it tapko? Nigar chet tapko? Akluna pe meek, naga evalunate, naga
evaluka tapkani. Akhirnya dia guru kita untuk niklu, akhirnya kanak kanak nak sih, akhirnya apa leh kami nasi guru guru maklumnya sulit sulit sih juga, guru
itu,
kami kau tak ada kerja juga, kan? Nak kerja aku masih lagi nak kerja kau tak ada, ni akhirnya izinlah kami tak nak kerja.
She thinks that the net were made of ugruk or walrus rawhide, because she said they even used the thick rawhide when they were helping to pull the sled. She thinks they were ugruk, but sometimes they also had walrus. At lani naga iligisa ay baktangi.
Wami kubrit pinga siyong nisugarta kaya. Kudrak pinga yaw nota kamarra. Kama. Wainwet. Sisuk yung
mga. Wainwet.
At siwa pa nga. Upokob. Kubi sila nga ta. Ya ni tawrona ataka tusuli ataka ta tasit pagro pagnuso ubupinya pang
ulo na kami nun
nasa
utok kami nun
pang tasit pagro maruma ijaginira maundasi pagro ipona pagro ito. Wajib tak kena uang nak ikhlas lagi nolak lakala kapta tu penjmali untuk kami ini wajibnya itu kapta cuma ka air tahu tak cari usinya juga ini uang neyak punya tak betul mungkin lupa kan lagi.
She's talking about going up the Utukak River, which eventually goes to Wainwright. And there was an old village there, Utukak village, where there was a lake and high mountains behind it. And one time when they went there, she remembers a row of walrus heads set in a row, and that was probably their source of walrus hide in olden days, you know, when they traded with people up that way. And she said that, yeah, and they probably had songs also, you know, for the walrus. She said, "Naluk minyagin si ma tutat."
Atutat yalu is.
Let me show you on the map in there for a moment. I don't think Ellen needs to come. If she verifies what Joe Fields told me.
Okay.
About my
girl. Okay. Right after the people would be bringing their caribou to their place from the kangerak, which is the corral, and then the women would save all the bones of the caribou. It not be dakhluyu. Okay. Then they would mash, break the bones, all the bones with rock, and then they would put them in their pot and boil it, and then, you know, the fat would come to the surface. And then they would skim the fat off the top of the pot and put it in a bag that they had made from the caribou stomach that they had cleaned out and dried out. And then they would save this fat, and some of them would put the marrow in with the fat,
mm-hmm.
and then they would save it. And then they'd get a whole bunch of these and then take these with them as they're going down the river.
Now, can I ask a question
mm-hmm.
about this
Timber Rock? I'm questioning. I'm trying to draw something here that would align with what Joe's son was showing.
Mm-hmm.
Up there they had a lake. Might this have been a kind of a dead-end valley, the corral, the Timber
mm-hmm.
Rock
mm-hmm.
As a corral, a dead-end
mm-hmm.
place,
mm-hmm.
in which case the nets could have been like this
mm-hmm.
to entrap them. Where she spoke of willows, it might have been like the bunches of willows that
mm-hmm.
Joe's son
mm-hmm.
was describing
mm-hmm.
that were used to keep
mm-hmm.
the caribou coming in this way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like what you might be describing?
Let me tell them. Upa una kangera kangek singera tara gugu yunek munguk kangek kira lepat. Nakugu yun ang mun kanunga tomun pipluwit naga natir na me naga tomun
tayo na kawa chukuri na bigdew tawag kam na tapos tawag kaka ko tigil na yatis nga mani pimi mani ni kaya kagla nuno rok tam na na pipluw ini katuna lami, katuna kejama gelan, na kasar lami, matunya lada siapa tutupi, awalnya ni, amma isi kebetangan tu si bungdes ni pun,
unanga asing,
no, amma rokinya itu uno, ini kedua, ini. Na sini bu, ini bukan ini cukup ini faktor bu, na mana bu ini cukup kerana amua, jangan ini bu na amua karena tutup bisanya kawat, amak ngami bu, cukup lebih juga madra ini faham nak mana,
mana
ni jadi cek biji barat.
Man nasin suka ko ni
tambara kang katki chapukut
kedewi
okay no wakin yaga ubo ni sat uba si na pit mata kan ko mo wak na miyu piyu ko na kaga
man man nasin chapukut to plu ni suli
kiro pak tok man na kan yaga man na.
This is a fence, a wooden fence, and the nets are here, and
mm-hmm.
the people are here,
mm-hmm.
and people from this way and this way to tend to the uh-huh. and then there are herders from this side that are bringing them in here into the corral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. These are wooden fences, and these are the nets, and people over here. She doesn't remember too well the lay of the land. But it seemed to be a sloping line. I think we could get Ned Howarth or Abraham Howarth
mm-hmm.
or some of the Mitchell in to talk about that because
mm-hmm.
they've been up in that country.
Mm-hmm. Same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even Della Keats might know.
Okay, that's getting my head clear.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Eh, tapi kan koning anik tertut, punying anik tertut, eh, You can she's talking. Go ahead, go. Okay.
Ellen, would you like some
soup? Yeah. Do you want to go?
The masala is tea.
She's drawn the frame of the type of house that they had covered with caribou called Icha, you know, the six caribou skins that they've sewn together that they call the Icha.
Icha.
Six is Icha Kshak. Uvuguk mako napotangit napaksak sangit iglerotip lugilyu or lotip lugilyu pirak nakpati
amichukti
Okay, this
There's some of them that talk about two layers of it, you know, with the fur inside, and then another one with another fur inside in the dead winter when it was very cold. They have told me stories like this, and they took their frames with them. They traveled with their frames with them, and also their caribou hides, their caribou tents. because when they're traveling. This mode of travel now that we're talking about is in a skin boat. They have had their corralling, and the weather has become hot. The ice has broken, and it has gone out. So now they're following the breakup, the ice breakup in boats, and they're traveling in a boat. And so they've got ukimi asin iglo coming
tamatkon na pagsating sa dagibati ng ulatip lugitili.
Kung napagsak tulay siya, tamatatup pero ay pagsak kalo
Okay, okay. So this is what they take when they're traveling in the summer. In the winter, they make their frames, you know, tying the willows together. Those kalorvik that they made pictures of. And this is what she said, they use frames with tying the willows together and then putting the picture.
Frames in this case would be the frames of willow.
Than logs. These frames, she says, are tall willows. And maybe some of them, hi James. And maybe some of them very small timbers.
Do they ever know? Now I'm asking this because it shows up in the Eastern Arctic that they made, you know, like the Travois of Plains Indians.
The what?
The Travois of Plains Indians. Now we think Plains Indians adopted that from Eskimo. And they were using that in the Padmanese. Were using this. Timbers were scarce, and so they made the framework of their for their ipsa. The framework was of poles. And they used those, they weren't so big. They used those for their dogs, and their dogs pulled them.
They took the frame, did they tie them together? They put the dog.
And they suspended this like here, one on each side of the dog, or maybe two, and then the dog carried a load in there.
Yeah, I was wondering if there were two. If they tied on something over this way.
I've seen
pictures that way.
Ukak tu ralakone iglo suronik tuk upagok inyupet itna tamatko napaksangi atuwak nagpatiging itna ulatik luwit kip mimik nyon unning kalitik luwit maro kukok itna ilip luwit simikasi tabunalu takanunalu itna piyaye kutsik luwit temasing sunik tasama Ola de su comentana, ola de Luis, Calix Luis Cafes, que me metió nothing, Calix Luis.
¿Eh?
Y yo pet tatna, y gloma, me nyakpa, te saca, ¿vale?
Right on the back of the dog, though, eh? But not dragging. She has never seen nor heard of taking poles like so in their area. They have used dogs as pack animals, but right on the back of the dog, you know.
Okay.
But she has never heard of Eskimo traveling with their poles that way. Thank you. Hello. Okay. Okay. We have Percy Pollock Sr. working on some of the tapes here. And there's Russell Williams. Pauline George would be good if she would do it. Yeah, we tried to call her too yesterday. I wonder if she took a trip somewhere. Okay. Very good. Thank you. I guess most of the researchers have gone home
mm-hmm.
from Anita. But there are about three or four local people that are translating tapes.
Right.
You could translate tapes.
Sure, sure.
But your English is good. And she was asking me if there was anybody that I would recommend, you know, to help
mm-hmm.
to help with translation. Would you have time?
No, not this.